Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Funny story, and then by funny, I mean it's not funny at all.
Good start.
Turned off my mic so I could enjoy my salad without chewing in your ear.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Shh. Don't laugh.
I actually do think of you, Eric, when I have these salads, because I remember we talked about this months ago, and that, like, you think of salads with fruit on them and you cry. So I'm always like, these are Eric tier salads.
That's what it tastes like.
If I ever start a restaurant, it'll just say Eric's tears. I'll be like, what the fuck is that? Why is that under salads? And I'll be like, well, clearly you don't listen to Pork Fried Dice, and so you get 20% extra added onto your bill. Asshole.
See, you have to give him
a break.
And
then he whips off his beard and it's Putin.
Vladimir! Hey!
I joke with you!
And then Putin rips off his mask and it's Blinsky.
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
You're toying with Greg's emotions. I was going to say, Greg, we have to give Eric a little bit of a break about the salad thing, because Eric didn't eat vegetables before I started to date him. I remember lecturing you in the dining hall at college and being like, you have to eat salad if you want to be alive.
Ice!
See, he's trying to distract.
Still in the ice cube tray.
Talk about vegetables.
He never wanted, he never ate any, like he didn't. And then, like, I remember even just a few years ago, your dad looked at me like while you were eating a salad and was like, I don't understand how this is happening. And I was like, because I just fucking made him do it, and he's a grown up and he has to deal with it.
Because I'm an adult, Dad. I learned it from you, Dad.
You like apples in salad, for example.
Okay, apples are okay, but anything that's okay, like...
Okay, and what's the other favorite dish that we continue to make with collard greens and persimmons?
Yeah, and basically apples.
It's persimmons.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
but they're basically
the
apples.
It's not a real thing.
But
oh, it's delicious.
But stuff that's like super like strawberries or oranges, no. Gross.
It depends on what it is.
I just said strawberries or oranges.
Well,
bananas, no thank you.
Well, yeah,
bananas,
I would say
no.
That.
No.
Kiwi, pineapple, I don't think so.
But see, the thing is, this is coming from you who ate that disgusting,
what
is
I
it,
eat?
Pennsylvania
Waldorf
dish.
Salad?
Yeah, it's like
that's the best
marsh.
Salad.
Oh,
Waldorf
salad's awful.
It's an abomination.
Yeah, it was like a Thanksgiving in Bedford, Pennsylvania, like rural country, western Pennsylvania. And I you guys were all sitting.
Everybody was playing a banjo.
Had this giant bowl of jiggling thing with like fruit and like green. It was green.
It doesn't
it was...
jiggle. It's more whipped than that.
Dude, it does jiggle. It's all literally all gelatin stuff. It's like marshmallows,
it's
Cool Whip, pistachio pudding or something. It's
mm-hmm.
disgusting.
You got it.
He says that doesn't jiggle. That shit jiggles all over the place. It's disgusting.
Some walnuts in there.
Oh my God. Mm. And he loves that. And I'm like, you can't eat a fucking salad with strawberries in
but
it.
But you also don't like pistachios and or walnuts.
No, I do like pistachios, you dumbass.
Well, you don't like pistachio ice cream.
Well, okay. Pistachio jello pudding is not even a real pistachio flavor. It's fake pistachio flavor.
I think it's just
flavor.
Jello.
Ew, let's not talk about this. I'm going to vomit just thinking of this disgusting.
All right, so Eric, I heard you say strawberries are out. How do you feel about blackberries?
No.
Really? Like
mm-mm.
My salad this evening has strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries.
Ooh.
Whoa, no. On what? Like what kind
is
of-
Is that the end? Then that sounds good.
Well, there's greens too and some cooked chicken.
Yeah, see, that sounds amazing, babe. It probably has, like, balsamic on it or something simple. Like.
It actually doesn't because I forgot to get more salad dressing. And, like, I was putting together the salad, and I was like, I've got 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be online, so
aww.
I could either blender up some salad dressing or just make do. And I was like, all right, so I grabbed my scotch, and I have no dressing.
And you poured it on your salad.
That's a great dressing.
It's called the scotch and berry salad.
My salad tonight had pizza on it.
Ooh, was it just pizza?
Yeah.
I'd like a salad pizza. Hold the salad.
Her, she names all of her plates, and the one she ate off of was salad.
I just almost spilled my wine. That would have been really
careful.
Sad.
There was You're having wine tonight instead of gin and tonic?
I'm having wine because now I'm, like, worried. Like
She wanted to be able to drink it slowly.
And it's almost gone.
What kind of wine is it?
Oh, it's just... what is it called?
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. It sounds really weird.
The wine is?
So I didn't buy it. So it's from my friend Mary in New
That's
Jersey.
Funnier. The actual name or the fact that Eric started laughing before you?
It's like one of the, like, if you're going to tell somebody the name of the wine you're drinking, I feel like it's one of the most
I know, it's
shameful
weird.
Names
right,
of,
I know.
Of
it
wine
sounds like
drink.
It's like a mixed drink wine or something.
So,
but it's
Yeah, I was getting ready for like a, I heard a, so I was like, okay, so a Sauvignon Blanc, Snickerdoodle, okay.
Yeah, I have no, I mean, it was left over from her son's wedding, and she had like so many bottles of all these different kinds of wine. So she sent me home with that and then like a couple others that I have. But I don't know why it's called that, because it doesn't taste like anything that's like a cookie or sweet. It's just white wine.
Is it cinnamony at all?
What kind of notes does it have? Does it have an
oaky
afterbirth?
Maybe it's the, maybe it smells like golden doodle.
like a dog?
Poodle?
Like a golden retriever poodle?
Mm, yes, it has the notes
you, you
of
know
dog.
That people had a lot of liquor in them already when they were like, let's call this wine Snickerdoodle. And we'll call the next one Sparkly Pants.
Doodle.
Doodle, yeah.
Doodle.
This one we'll call it Jell-O Pudding Pop. Nah. It tastes just like it. Just kidding. It tastes like wine. I mean,
guys, these all taste the same.
Well,
this is wine.
I'm not a wine connoisseur, but it just tastes like white wine. There's no sugary. It's just white wine. You know, as sugary as white wine gets, it's just white wine.
It's just soda.
It's just soda. I'm drinking Sprite. I forgot to tell you.
Expensive Sprite.
Flat Sprite.
And Snickerdoodle sounds a lot better than disgusting flat Sprite wine. So they were like, we have this one in the bag.
I'm not sure which I would be actually more ashamed to admit that I
disgusting flat Sprite wine.
Or Snickerdoodle wine.
Y'all ready for this?
We're all ready for this.
Now we all have neck aches.
Yeah.
My
seriously.
Goal is to play it long enough so that you're not ready for this.
Yeah, we're over this. We're all really over this.
That's funny.
We're all ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Getting right into it.
Yeah.
'Twas an eventful dinner party with the abbot in the great hall of the Abbey of St. Markovia.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit and turnip stew was doled out all around, and soon the abbot began to share his plans for ridding Barovia of his terrible curse with you. He plans to provide a bride for Strahd, thinking that if the vampire's lost love is replaced, all the valley's woes will be lifted away. He introduced you to Vasilka, who you quickly realized was a flesh golem dressed in a tattered red dress. The tone of the conversation shifted rather suddenly, as Will decided to blab that Strahd is already infatuated with Irina.
The one fucking time I say something.
That'll teach ya.
Yeah, okay, I'll never say anything again, guys, except for lies. Just lies. All lies.
And the abbot quickly began insisting that she stay with him as the most likely candidate to save Barovia. Tensions rose, tempers flared, and then Will heroically ran away with Irina.
It kind of was heroic. Just a little bit.
Just before the abbot transformed into an angelic creature, huge, radiant, awe-inspiring, and kind of nice. He gathered the two runaways back into the fold and then began Oprah-ing up the joint like a motherfucker. You get an ability to sense Will's emotions. You get your brother back as a familiar who strengthens your attacks. You get to be transformed back into your feline form. You get the ability to share your AC and hit points. You get your normal arm back. You regain lost memories of your entire life as a real fucking bastard. And then just before retiring to an elegant life of luxury with Stedman, he let you know that he left some items for you somewhere in the abbey, but warned that they will likely be dangerous to retrieve. And he also encouraged you to wipe out not only Strahd, but the dark forces that corrupt the land. As a final gift, he wiped the memory of his corrupted self of any mention of Strahd's interests in Irina. So you kind of dodged a bullet there, Will.
Fuck you, man. You're really trying to make me not say anything anymore. Fine. I won't.
Yes!
Did you say something about Stedman?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Before the angel retires to his elegant life of luxury with Stedman.
Who's Stedman?
Yeah, who's that?
Well, that's Oprah's long-term life partner since 1986.
He probably Stedman. Googled. You gotta Google that.
Well, I knew that.
You knew it?
Yeah.
I don't know who Stedman is.
Eric, what do you do every day?
Stedman.
He also told me another fact about Oprah.
This is when I found it out.
Orpa.
Yes, that's her real name.
That's her given name. But people mispronounced it so much that it stuck as Oprah.
How do you mispronounce Orpa?
You probably misread it. Like, but like teachers
that
and
many
stuff.
People, because
you thought it was an
it?
Opera or something.
I don't know. I didn't click on. It was on Wikipedia, and I didn't click on the source. So,
God, people don't know how to read. That was the weirdest fact. I did not believe him. I was like, "What, Orpah? What the hell?" Yeah.
It's a biblical name.
Yeah, apparently, but I don't know that.
And
so.
she's a midwife. She's like she's a badass.
Wow, I had no idea. That was the weirdest fact ever.
That's when I found it out.
When you were doing this,
yeah, and then I was like, "Wait a second." Let's learn about Oprah. Anyway, so we pick up today at the end of the dinner with the abbot. You all somehow managed to stay tight-lipped about Irina this time around, and he let you know that he's been in search of finer apparel for Vasilka, something more befitting a bride. He promised you use of his significant holy powers, hinting at perhaps even being able to save someone from death if you bring him such a garment.
What? I don't remember that.
I'm telling you what happened after, but it didn't actually happen.
He's saying, like, we hadn't said anything.
Well, he comes back, and then this is what happened in the meantime, so you guys don't have to go through awkward introductions a second time with the same guy. So basically, we're at the end of the dinner, everybody's slurping up the last of their stew, and the abbot rises to his feet. And he says, "Well, thank you all for joining me here. As soon as you come across something like that, I would love it if you would return it to me here, and I will do for you these things that I've promised, whatever you may need in terms of the abilities that the Morning Lord has bestowed upon me. Feel free to walk about the abbey. Perhaps even Cloven upstairs will provide you with a tour. I myself, as is my custom, am going to go for a stroll. I'm going down, it's been a little while, I'm going down to visit Kresk. I like to meditate at the pool there, but again, feel free. My home is yours. Explore it as you'd like. I know you were looking for something here. I don't know that you'll find it, but you're welcome to look about."
Have you seen any mentees hanging around?
Mentees? the fresh maker?
Last time you revealed anything to this guy, how did that go?
Well, hopefully he won't learn that Irina is Strahd's obsession. Sorry! Excuse me! Mentees! Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like it's terrible to say that to him.
Mentees.
Because, like, we don't even know if she's here at all. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to pose it this way, since this question it was unclear to him. Have there been any women from out of town hanging out here?
Hmm. Well, I have been putting up a guest upstairs. She sort of comes and goes as she pleases, but I've offered her a place to stay. She's over in the East Wing on the second floor.
I had to look at my map.
Yeah, let me look at the map of my abbey.
He's got a binder next to him.
Room S23. That's right.
Got a little star that says you are here.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Roll 20 is loading. Give me a moment.
Can you tell us more about her? Is that all you know about her?
She keeps to herself.
She's open to visitors, do you think?
I would certainly knock when you come up upon her room.
When does she bathe, and can we go up then?
Oh man, I scared the cat when I left. Oh,
the cat runs off through the great hall.
I've got a cat now!
The real one. Well, not that is the real one. She has a fake one. In this world. Sorry.
This is more real.
I'm so confused.
Everyone.
What's reality?
This is our escape from the, the torment and the nightmare that is reality.
It's true.
This is the real world. And she seems to be rather private. She's not opened up too much to me. I don't press.
Is it typical for like an abbey to host guests? Like, is that something you do? You're a hotel as well?
Receive too many people here as of late, and I'm here in this land to do good. She needed a place to stay, so I offered.
But you don't know anything about her. What if she's, like, in league with Strahd?
Well, perhaps then she will be able to give me more insight into, what may...
You're an optimistic guy!
Thank you!
What if she's Strahd in a costume? Well, perhaps, then I could...
Yeah.
Yay!
Maybe she will see the efforts I'm going to please him and
her. Don't know which one.
And we'll realize that maybe I love him.
I'm sorry, I totally derailed that. Alright, get out of here. Go on your walk.
You're right, I do love Strahd! Get out of here, Vasilka! Pushes her out a window.
All right, now we gotta get your measurements for the dress, because that's what I was gonna say.
Wait, what floor are we on?
Like the first.
That's what I thought. That's why I was.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Pretty hefty scream for the 3-foot drop.
And then she lands on a Zelda chest.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Goodbye. Yeah, we'll just check things out.
Yes, feel free. I mean, if you would like to, if you find an empty room, there are plenty upstairs. If you need to stay here as well, you're certainly welcome. My home is yours.
That's very nice. Thank you, Abbott.
Is the
Abbott.
Flesh golem lady, like, does she eat people or anything that we have to be aware of? Like,
Well, she doesn't eat yet. I'm working on that.
Oh my god.
We'll get there, won't we, Vasilka? He pats her on the head.
He makes her nod her head.
All right, Vasilka, let's go. Come on.
Do you bring her down into the village, too?
No, I'm just taking her out to the gates. She usually just stays there.
That's so sad! What the hell is going on?
It's a bit too far of a trek for her.
Oh my god.
What will happen? Will her legs fall off?
What if it rains? Does she just stay there in the wet rain? Like, she's
well,
just...
we don't get too much rain here. It's more snow.
What
it's
if it snows on her? You just leave her there? Oh well. I guess it doesn't matter. Why do I care about this?
Perhaps thing? Maybe she'll... That will stir up some instinct in her, some reaction, where she will seek shelter.
You're an optimistic guy!
That would be a great step in the direction that we need to take.
Good, go ahead. I hope that it snows and that happens. Go right ahead.
Alright, okay. So he's gonna move to leave, unless anybody else has anything to ask or say or do.
Goodbye!
Get out of here, weirdo. Weird angel guy.
What? He doesn't know he's an angel guy.
I know, yeah. Never mind. Irina is a normal person that nobody wants.
So he leaves out the main doors that you guys came in.
All right.
And Irina goes, that was good. That was a better outcome.
Choose your own adventure work this time. So, do we have any idea? He's looking around, and he's speaking quietly, though, because I guess if the guy just left. But he's like, Oh, that's fucking Violet! I thought it was a kid!
Oh, no.
It was a kid, right?
Well, it's Barovia, so it's probably a dead kid.
Oh, God. when he walks out, Will's like, did he tell us, like, if the weapons were downstairs or they were just secreted away? We don't really know. But we don't know what downstairs is, period, right?
I guess, like, we can go down, we can go upstairs to the violin.
Yeah.
Or, like, across to the east wing.
I think
there's something else. Like, there's a corner that we just didn't quite go around while we were being chased by that horrible thing.
I think pretty much only you knows that.
Oh, only I know that.
Yeah, there's something else. There at all.
Didn't really explore the other wing.
There's a few rooms in that hallway that you didn't open. And then, yeah, there is an area over there.
But I have this feeling that we're supposed to talk to the cellist.
Is it a cello?
What, you guys, I have a feeling. No, it's an arpeggione.
The Morning Lord is telling you.
Don't laugh.
We need to talk to the cellist.
The Morning Lord tells no lies.
You spend except the rest
to
of the adventure looking for the cellist.
Yeah.
Yo, Ma! Where are you?
Yeah, okay, so we suspect, out of character, that the person upstairs might be the Vistana that is Rictavio's mentee. And we also know that there are weapons here somewhere. And are those the two things that we need to do here?
That's all I can think of.
Okay. So what do you want to do first?
Well, I'm assuming Will steals the symbol to the Morning Lord off of the wall above the fireplace.
Why?
Because it's a huge gold.
It's made out of gold?
It looks like it.
It also weighs like 50 pounds,
he
probably.
He says as he's climbing up the fireplace.
Yeah, if it's solid gold, that'd be pretty heavy.
But there's a fire right there. Let's melt it on it, and then...
And then it won't be heavy. It'll be heavy and hot!
I know, we should melt into some fine shoes.
Ooh, gold shoes. They will be perfect for stealthing about.
And running really fast.
Yeah.
You can melt it enough so it evaporates and you could inhale it and carry it that way.
Ooh, that sounds very fancy. Okay. I guess probably upstairs sounds less threatening, maybe, but if the abbot doesn't know that these weapons exist, if only the angel person knows, or I guess it's the same person, but if his angel form knows that the weapons exist and says to go find them, and this abbot is going for a walk, and if we might not have enough time, maybe we should look for the weapons first.
Yeah.
In case he comes back?
Yeah.
Or should we talk to the lady first and then hope that the abbot doesn't come back first?
I think we should search this wing, which is where the abbot seems to be, and then go over to the east wing where he doesn't seem to be.
Okay.
All right, I agree. We should, I think that we should take advantage of a little quiet time to wander the abbey.
Okay.
And by quiet time, you mean almost quiet time.
Because of the music.
Poor abbey. All right. Well, Will doesn't necessarily want to go downstairs by himself, but he's like, probably downstairs. I mean, did you guys see any weapons in the other place where all the weird animal people are?
No, not really.
You wouldn't have told you that?
Maybe not. I don't know.
You getting sassy with me, Will?
Wait a second. I think we already have a sassy relationship going on, so.
Marina says, can we just go? I don't want to be here much longer.
Yeah. Well, right. I think we're all trying to do that, although it's taking us 40 minutes out of character. upstairs or downstairs first, since this is like the abbot's wing, right?
Let's go down.
Okay.
All right, you guys go first. I'll be up here sitting by the fire.
Oh, so pretty.
Lank stands up and heads for the stairs to go down.
Wait, I can't remember if we all know that Bernard's back. Do we know that Bernard's back, or just
you,
Will know?
I mean, you see the bird that you've known as Bernard.
Okay, so we see the bird.
And you're aware of Will's emotion right now.
That's right!
What
His
is it?
Sassy emotion.
Sassy, exactly. Feeling a little sassy. little not wanting to go downstairs.
Reluctant.
But that's probably not an emotion. Reluctant.
Hesitant. Apprehensive.
Like, what the fuck are we doing? I don't know.
Belligerent.
This is dumb. Nervous. I don't know. All of these things are emotions.
Abby, you realize that your power is ineffective because his emotions are so numerous and convoluted that it is completely incomprehensible.
This is a useless thing.
You are suddenly driven insane.
Get the angel back. I need a new one.
So we sounds like we're going downstairs.
All right. Clomp, clomp, clomp.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
All right. The stone steps descend 20 feet to a cellar. The cellar contains, from what you can see, 10 barrels of wine and an L-shaped wooden rack packed with wine bottles.
Whoa! What kind? What's on the label?
Do you go down?
Snickerdoodle.
No, I don't go down. Snickerdoodle. Ah, the finest of vintages. The spooky ones.
Ooh, and sparkly pants doodle.
Did we record the context for that joke?
I think we did, right?
Okay, good. Okay. Let everybody be involved. That's a funny joke.
Ooh, this barrel says disgusting ass flat Sprite wine.
Well, Lang says at least the cellar's well stocked.
Let's help the were-ravens find that gem. There's a few groups of barrels in here. There's three in the center. They're labeled, you can see the label on one is Purple Grape Mash number 3, as is true of the three that are along the east wall. There are four gathered around the south wall, and you see a couple of them. You can see part of the label. You think it's Red Dragon Crush.
Whoa.
Those are the only two wines anywhere.
Yeah, right now, because they don't do the Champagne du Stomp or whatever.
Du Le Stomp.
Oh, that's, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was the other one that was so fancy and hasn't been around for a while, I think. They lost that gem 10 years ago or something,
yes.
Right? I remembered. I
wow,
did.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was going to say we, but I think I was the only one that remembered.
You're
proud
win.
Of myself.
I remembered. Does that count?
Nope.
All right.
As for what's on the rack, you would need to investigate the bottles and or even be in the room, Will.
Oh, I'm behind everybody.
I'll look around.
Okay. What are you looking for? Like, how are you looking about?
With his eyes, DM. Jeez.
I just described what you see with your eyes.
Yeah. I'll just walk up and inspect the wine bottles a little more closely.
All right.
Are you poking in the corners with your javelin?
Did you say that they were wine bottles or wine barrels?
There are both. There are a total of 10 barrels in the room, and there's also an L-shaped rack that is stuffed full of bottles.
Is there enough space, considering Lang's size, for him to get sort of behind the barrels to look for like a secret door or something?
Some of them are a little bit far away, a little pulled away back from the wall. Not all of them. But you could start investigating that, sure.
I would start investigating that then.
Got it. All right. What about Rafina?
I'm knocking on the barrels.
Warren, right. Are you in there?
And Will, do you come down the whole way? This room is pretty large. It's the same size as the room above. It's 50 by 50 feet.
I'm coming down and I'm investigating Irina's arm and being like, good job. Now you're not so gross anymore.
All right.
A quick transition from good job gross anymore. Hey, baby, how about
how about we get gross?
Oh, nope. Super gross.
Super gross. She's like, I'll show you where I can put this arm. All right.
I don't even know. That sounds disgusting. What does that even mean?
It's super gross. All right. Bathwack, give me an investigation roll.
Yes. 18.
All righty.
Ooh, nice.
Plus, I don't know what. Oh, wait. Minus one. 17.
All right.
Minus one.
That's fine. You start checking out the bottles on the rack. There's about 50 or 60 bottles on the rack.
Oh, wow. Right.
You think a little more than half are Purple Grape Mash number 3. The rest are Red Dragon Crush. There's still over 20 bottles of Red Dragon Crush. You do notice one of the bottles has a label that does not look familiar. You catch a glimpse of that.
Mm. Take all. Well, what is it? Well, let me have a closer look.
All right.
Although I want to be careful that I'm a little nervous about disturbing it. So I'm going to just look at its sort of orientation and stuff before I pick it up.
Got it.
So I can put it back.
You notice two things. One, it does not have a stopper. And two, it has a label that reads Champagne de la Stomp. The label's very fancy. It's like gold leaf and scroll work and whatever else makes a label fancy.
Nice.
But it has no stopper, so it's empty?
It has no stopper, and it is on its side, so if it has liquid in it, there is not much. And if it's wine, it's probably not very good, assuming the stopper was not removed recently.
All right. There's
no stomper?
The stomper.
The stomper?
That's what you call a stomper in a bottle of champagne de la stomp.
Yep.
What's inside? Anything?
You would have to pick it up.
Oh.
It's not, they're not clear bottles. They're like all right, kind
I'll
of
pick it up. I'll pull it out.
All right. You pick it up. Feels like it's empty. But as you do, you feel something shift a little bit inside. Feels like something very light is within.
Can I see inside?
Yeah, if you pick it up and you peer in, it looks like there's a rolled up piece of paper or parchment in there.
Yay!
I'll take that.
All right, so you tilt it. It's rolled up tightly, so you're able to, it just slides out the...
Come on, you should have to, like, do that annoying thing where you're like, get out of there!
Yep, hit the 57 on the side. That's the secret spot.
Shakes it for like 10 minutes. We're all just watching him eventually. Like, we already investigated everything else. Come on, man.
Blowing the bottle. Try to pull it out with my chain necklace.
Yeah. You want your dragon claws in there, like, trying to scrape it out. You pull it out, and you can unroll it. The text on it, it's mostly kind of indecipherable to you. You can read it a little bit, but it looks like basically some sort of spell scroll. You're able to recognize that.
Hey, Will.
Yep.
Oh, don't sound so enthused. I mean, wait. Here, check this out.
He very cautiously takes it from Bathwack, remembering that he gave him the middle finger.
Oops. Yeah, I drop it on the floor. No.
Oh!
And Rafina says, Bathwack, he's not enthused, I can tell.
But remembering that I gave him the middle finger a couple times not very long ago, I very cautiously take it and walk back to where I was by Irina. She'll protect me. Do I have to roll something? Arcana or something?
Go ahead and roll an Arcana check.
I think it's like 18. Let's see. Arcana. Oh, 19.
19. All right. So you are able to determine that this is a spell scroll of scrying.
What's that again? Seeing somewhere? See, like looking in a, like a crystal ball or something? Is that
basically,
what
yes. I'll read the spell description to you.
Cool.
Though you know this as you read the spell.
Okay.
You can see and hear a particular creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target and the sort of physical connection you have to it. If a target knows you're casting it, it can fail it. So, like, if you're trying to communicate with someone and they're, like, in on it, they can just automatically fail. Otherwise, they could save and they're not detected, basically.
Okay. But I can't use scrolls. I'm not, like, a wizard. Isn't that, like, a wizard thing or something?
You can use this because it is on the meta warlock spell list.
Oh, I can use a scroll.
Yes. Since the spell itself is available to you as a warlock, then yes, you can.
Okay.
Even though it is above your level.
Well, if I take this, will he notice? Why the hell is it stuffed in a wine bottle in the cellar? That's weird.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm kind of asking the room. because this is
Are we all seeing this?
I mean, I don't know what I'm looking at, so I thought I'd give it to you.
Basically, it's a spell where we could track somebody if we wanted to, so potentially we could, like, know where Strahd is, maybe? I mean, this seems like it could be very useful. But
you can also do a location as well. Instead of choosing a creature to scry upon, you could choose a location you have seen before.
Oh, I can just, like, pick a spot and, like, put a webcam there in my brain and be like, whoa, look at what's happening.
And it lasts up to 10 minutes. Okay. If it's a person, it'll follow the person.
Weird.
If it's a spot, it'll just stay there.
Do scrolls, like, this is meta, of course, but do scrolls, like, disappear once you use them?
Yes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So I can only use it one time?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Would I know that? Probably not. I wouldn't know that. Maybe. Although I've worked with magic people before, but I'm not a magic. I have not been a magic.
I just play one on TV.
You know that wizards have the ability to copy spells into their spell book.
Okay.
But you do not have that ability, seeing as you're not a wizard. So basically, unless you find a wizard to give it to, and they can copy it into their spell book, this is a single use.
But if they copy it into their spell book, it's in their spell book. Or I guess I could steal their spell book. But then, can I use spell books?
No.
So then what the fuck is the point of this? This is all very convoluted. All right.
Maybe if you were Pact of the Tome, you could, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm not Pact of the Tome. I'm
maybe Bathwax shouldn't have asked Will.
Ooh. But Rufina, I feel like you'd have an ethical dilemma with this spell. So he says, I don't know if you would like this one so much, because maybe you could use it to like look at a locker room or something, and I feel like you'd have a problem with that. Whereas for me, I'd just be like, ew, gross, there's a lot of naked people in there. I don't want to look at them anyway, so.
I have no problem with nudity.
Well, that's probably very true.
If you are over there, Rufina, if you're involved at all, if you catch a glimpse of this, the scroll, you are able to decipher it as well. You would be
look at that! Scrying!
Well, do you think we should take it? Maybe the angel left it for us. Let's take it!
I think we should. And here's why. Because we're in an abbey, so the Morning Lord must have left it for us.
Oh, totally justified. Yes, absolutely. The Morning Lord, in all his graciousness, will...
I can feel you're being sarcastic.
Hey! Yeah, well, you can hear it, too. I think everyone could hear my sarcasm there.
I can't usually hear it.
Okay, well, everyone else could hear the sarcasm. Somehow you know I'm being sarcastic. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Okay. Let's see. All right. Yeah, let's take it. I'll take it. Sure. I'll put it in my pack.
All right. You take the spell scroll.
Yeah.
You die. Now it's
Lank's
turn. Oh, sorry. You're right. You don't. You convince me. Lank, so you're trying to push barrels out of the way and...
Well, not even necessarily push. Just get in around them and see if there's something...
All right. You go ahead and give me an investigation roll as well.
You roll a one, you fall in the barrel.
Uh-oh. Bye, Lang.
Oh, natural 20.
Woo! Nice.
Whoa!
That's the opposite of
I'm negative
of
one, so it's 19.
Yay!
That's your little negative one right there. All right. So you are able to really peer around. You're so tiny, you can squeeze between all of these barrels and look for any kind of hidden catches or maybe signs where stones have been moved away. There certainly aren't any obvious doors. And after a thorough search, you are unable to come up with any secret hidden doors either.
Okay.
You do notice that all the barrels along the walls feel mostly, if not completely, full.
Okay.
You're assuming of wine. It's definitely some sort of liquid.
Can I remove, like, one of the caps to sniff the wine?
Yeah, with a natural 20, sure. You could do a few. All the ones you remove smell like wine.
Okay, then nothing terribly suspicious here.
The Red Dragon Crush smells nicer, has a more oaky afterbirth.
That's the only description, and it's a fake one, and it's the only one you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know. It's not even my joke.
It's amazing. No, it's... I'm sorry, Michael Scott's jokes are all of our jokes.
Yeah,
first
that's
of
true.
All, that's basically true anyway. That's what she said is not a Michael Scott joke. But
what are you doing?
I'm trying to look up this. I feel like Will had an idea, but I need to all check right. on my idea.
While Will thinks.
No, I have it.
All right.
Will remembers that Lank, because he was doling them out to showing everyone, he goes, wait a second, Lank, don't you have... like a wand or something that can reveal doors or something, right? Because I was the one that got that. I got that from the wand. I was the one that told him about it. That's why I wrote it down
that
so that
my
I remember.
Wand does?
Yeah, it's like the wand of secrets or
one
something?
One wand. Wand of secrets reveals hidden things.
What about that, Link?
Probably. I don't remember what shit I'm carrying around with me.
I don't know why I give you guys anything.
Since I've already done a natural 20 on an investigation check. Oh, I've never done anything magical. Ever. So, if I wanted... But I've already done the investigation check, so would I wait till my next turn?
You rolled a 20. You can use your wand of secrets.
You know what? I'm gonna try this thing out.
All right.
I have that it's 3 charges built in and 1d3 regained at dawn.
Exactly. And you basically use an action to expend one of its charges, and if there's a secret door or trap within 30 feet of you, the wand pulses and points at the one nearest you.
How long does it last?
Ooh.
It's instantaneous.
Oh, okay, so just boom.
All right, I guess I'd sort of position myself in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And give the wand a good shake.
Yeah, that would cover the whole room, because it's 50 by 50, but it's 30 foot radius, so...
Math!
Yeah!
Geometry!
And diagonals don't matter in D&D, yeah. So it's true. It's 30 feet to every point on the
yep,
wall from
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
We call it geometry.
Geometry!
All right. So describe how you... Lank, as someone who has never used magic before, tries to make this wand of secrets work in your favor.
I'm going to get it out and sort of look at it, and then move to the middle of the room, and then grip it at one end with both hands, and just start shaking it a little bit, and if nothing happens, I'm going to shake it more and more violently. And then, if still nothing happens, I'm going to start swinging it like a baseball bat.
All right. You start shaking it. Nothing happens. You start shaking it more violently. Nothing happens. You swing it around like a baseball bat, and you feel it pulse very briefly in your hand, and then does nothing.
Oh. And you said it would pulse if there was a secret.
It pulses and points at the one nearest you. From what it did, you feel like it's not sensing anything.
Oh.
But there's some room for suspicion that I may not have done it correctly.
No. There aren't. There isn't. Oh. Because I'm telling you there's not.
Okay, well, fantastic. Okay. No secrets down here, according to the wand of secrets.
Will's suspiciously looking at him like, I don't know if he did that right, but I guess it won't give him a hard time.
I don't know if I did it right either, but I sense in my spirit that that I did it correctly.
Hmm.
Can't argue with that.
Well, I could, but... All right. I guess there's no point to this room, except for this scroll. Okay.
The one thing, we did not address Rafina's desire to start knocking on the barrels.
Oh.
You discover what Lank did, that the ones along the wall are mostly, if not completely, full. The ones in the center, the three gathered near the middle of the room, those do seem to be empty. You give a nice hollow thunk when you smack them with whatever you're smacking them with.
But what sort of tone did they make when I knocked on them?
It was like a thunk, thunk.
Yes, but what note?
Thunk.
What note?
Thunk. Whatever that note is.
Did they all make the same note, and was I able to play a jig along with Cloven?
They were mostly this, but one of them was... maybe it was slightly fuller than the rest.
Aw, my singer husband.
I can sing just like a full wine barrel.
Well, but
the ones in the middle went...
Oh, there are monkeys in this one, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knocked on it once and it just keeps making noises.
You spill it out. These, like, weirdly stitched together monkeys. They have arms are in alternate hoops.
No.
Scatter on the ground. They're like, mostly flat.
No. Oh, yeah, nice.
Nick uses his magic hand, and he picks one up and starts hooking it under to try to pick them all up and put them back in the barrel.
Monkeys in a barrel.
Another joke our millennial audience might not get.
Oh my god,
yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah, we're old.
Is there an app for that? It probably is.
Do millennials
monkeys
get
in
this
the barrel?
Joke?
Oh man. I thought you meant if there was a monkeys in the barrel app.
I did mean that.
I thought you meant if there was a millennial joke detector. Sorry.
Millennials won't get this joke.
It's called Wikipedia.
Urban Dictionary. Okay, so
ugh, I don't want to know what monkeys in a barrel is. Go on.
So did I discover anything else? That was it.
That was it. And then you were distracted by the spell scroll discussion.
Yep, I was definitely distracted.
Mm-hmm.
If the ones in the middle are empty, could they be opened, or the top is removed and you can just tell they're empty?
They're all closed.
Okay, guys. Let's go.
We still need to look upstairs, right?
Yes, there's an entire second floor of the Abbey that remains unexplored. That is true.
How many more recording sessions will it be till we get there, do you think?
Jen.
I don't know. It depends on how many people you have to introduce yourself to.
Lank's going to start heading upstairs.
Bethwick's following closely behind. Yep.
All right.
I'm going too. Right.
Lank is, or Lank, Nick is headed along, and of course the cat is following you, Abby.
Kitty, I've got to learn your name. What is your name?
My name?
It wasn't like that.
No.
It was just like a lady's voice.
Normal.
It was just like, hey, huh.
I thought of her
voice.
You're
like, oh, thank God, or something like that.
You could do the Coffin Maker's voice again. I like that one.
Finally, my true form. First, I was an old man. Then my eyes were ripped out of my head. My neck was broken, and I was hurled across a hallway.
Oh,
suddenly,
God.
I found myself in the body of a young girl who believed she was a cat. And then the truth was revealed. I am a cat. How wonderful.
I would really like to hear you meow in that voice.
Well, this is what it sounds like when I meow in my voice. Meow. Meow. She says, oh, my name? It's Pippa.
Aww.
Pippa?
Pippa.
Aw, very nice.
Oh,
P-I-P-P-A.
Sure.
I don't know what words are.
I don't know really how to spell, to be honest. I'm a cat. But my name is Pippa.
You're communicating with me so nicely.
Yes, I wasn't able to do this before, and then now, then I was part gross person, no offense.
Yeah, we're pretty gross.
I seem to have gained some form of language. Seems to be pretty fucking good, if you ask me.
Just, yeah, okay, so was it Victor who turned you into sort of a person?
No, it was, I guess my owner, Fiona Wachter, she, was doing weird experiment things. Did you see how she has, like, a bunch of cats?
She was doing them.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know why, but, I turned
into... Did you ever see Strahd? I know they were like this. And for our people listening at home, I'm crossing my fingers. No, you didn't see Strahd, but you know who Strahd is, right?
Well, since you guys have been talking about him, yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad that your comprehension is...
Well, I'm picking up on things. I'm pretty fucking sharp.
You have a potty mouth, don't you, Kitty?
I don't know what you mean, but, I mean, you ask why they were doing these... I don't know. She kept talking about her daughter. I don't really know what that meant. Maybe something to do with that? I'm not too sure.
Her daughter.
Yeah. If you remember when you were exploring that second floor and you found her, you also, in the master bedroom, where her dead husband was lying in perfect form on the bed, there was a large family portrait above the fireplace.
Yes.
And one of the figures in the portrait was a young girl who looked like...
She wanted you to be her daughter again.
What? Really?
Well, I thought that's what you were telling me.
Maybe. I don't know.
Was she very loving to you, this Wachter lady?
Not really. She kept me locked in a room, chained to the bed. You know, the one you found me in? You remember?
That makes me mad!
Well, you killed her, so...
Thanks!
You should have clawed her. All right, well, nice to meet you, Pippa.
Yeah. Oh, look, they're getting away! Come on, let's go! Let's beat feet! All right. Now, all that is left in the cellar is Will and Irina. And Irina comes over and she lays a hand on your arm and she's like, are you coming?
Well, do we trust that everyone found everything in this room? I mean, if you were to hide a bunch of weapons, wouldn't you hide them in, like, the basement? I'm a simple man. I hide things in the basement, probably.
Irina makes a note. Nice house in Tivoli. Check basement.
But like, wouldn't that make sense, right? You're trying to hide something. He hid something in the wine bottle. I don't know. I
don't know. Is there any place around here where there could be weapons? Starts looking around.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he just searches again, but I don't want to take up all the time.
All right, you can do a quick investigation.
Gonna roll any better than Lank did.
Where are you checking?
I'm gonna look around the room, the perimeter of the room, around the barrels and stuff. I mean, we already looked in the.
All right.
22.
This seems to be, for all intents and purposes, to be a wine cellar.
Yeah.
You don't see anything special about it. Especially now that the bottles and the rack all look normal. Did anybody take any wine, by the way? Or did anybody take that special bottle? Did Bathwack put it back?
Yeah, I put it back. I don't know if I should have, but I did.
Yeah, that was weird.
Alright. Did you find anything?
No. Is it easy to take the lid off of one of the empty barrels if you can... If it's obvious that they're empty?
You go up to an empty one, and, yeah, you find that it's easy to pull off. It's loose now that it's empty.
And it's empty. Fuck you! Alright, let's go upstairs.
Why I feel fuck
like
me?
I feel like a fool.
I'm just describing the world.
I didn't want to take everyone's time and redo everything. It's not Katie thinking they did a bad job. It's Will thinking they did a bad job.
Exactly. Alright.
So
Will, Arena takes your hand and she starts pulling you to the stairs. She's like, come on, let's
Jesus
go.
Jesus Christ, this lady is a little hands-on today.
Did you say that?
Out loud as this lady? I
thinks I'm a lady.
I pull my hand back. I'm a little weirded out by that. I'm like, all right, go on. I'm coming.
All right. She starts heading up the stairs. She looks back, like when she gets most of the way up to see if...
Oh my God, Irina!
Give me some space! You're suffocating me.
Yeah, go. I know, I'm going.
Okay.
I stay in the basement forever. Let's go.
All right. A little bit before long, make your way back up to the grand hall. Do you head up the stairs? Are you going back out in the courtyard or
upstairs? Right. Probably.
Yeah. I think we're.
I would imagine that Lank and Bathwack have made it upstairs by now.
Yeah. I'm assuming that they
We've been on the road for about 10 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, these stairs are actually a downward escalator, so it's taking you a long time. And as soon as everybody catches up, it switches, and you all just take a nice, leisurely ride up to the floor above. So you head up the wooden stairs. As the stone steps climbed 20 or descended 20 feet below, these climbed 20 feet up to a loft with a pitched roof and a door in the center of the south wall. Unlit lanterns hang from the rafters, and a rope dangles from a bronze bell lodged in the belfry 30 feet overhead.
Mm.
The room is filled with the sound of beautiful music.
Really? Beautiful?
You be the judge. A melody so enchanting that it adds a bit of much-needed warmth to the otherwise freezing room. Oh, maybe it should be this, then.
I'm always gonna think of that as the... Wasn't that in the Vistani camp outside of the Zur pool?
Yeah.
I know this one!
Really? Yeah, she would know that if it's the same one.
It's not the same one.
Aw, damn! It would have been cool. Be like, she is a Vistana. We know it.
I wish there were an easy way for me to play this in reverse.
Oh, God, no. Creepy-ass song. All
right. Along one wall, a black shroud covers a humanoid shape lying on a wooden table.
Whoa.
The music does nothing to stir it. In the northeast corner, a cot heaped with furs rests, surrounded by empty wine bottles. An oil lamp burns atop a table nearby, silhouetting a squat creature that has two heads. It sits on the edge of a cot with a vial between its legs. With a crustacean claw-like appendage, it grasps the neck of the instrument while running a bow gently across its strings with a human hand.
What the hell? Oh my God.
That's not a vial, that's an arpeggione. You must be Cloven.
He stops playing for a moment. His larger head looks up at you and goes, "What do you want?" And he goes back to playing. You get a better look as you all enter the room. He looks to be, if he were standing, probably a little under 5 feet tall. His main right head is fully formed and combines the features of a patchy-haired man with those of a goat, complete with stubby horns. His left head is about half the normal size and has a soft, cherubic face, partly covered with crocodilian hide.
What in the fuck?
As described before, he has a crab's pincer claw. Pincer. A crab's claw in place of his left hand, and a bear's paw where his right foot should be. He wears an ill-fitting monk's robe with a belt made of hempen rope.
I'm going to start looking for secrets again.
He's going to do his interpretive dance with the wand.
Not particularly interested in the goat, bear, crocodile.
I'm going to walk over to the shrouded figure.
All right.
Oh, right. I forgot about the shrouded figure already. I was very distracted.
Yeah, I kind of did too.
Cloven, would you like to play a duet?
You think you can keep up with me?
Oh, just you wait.
All right, what do you got?
I pull out a viol just like his. Except that's pronounced vial. Except it's an arpeggione, but let's do it.
If I said vial, everybody would think I was saying a vial of something. But I said viol, and you knew what
no,
I was talking
No, you said
about.
Vial. You said vial. I thought you did.
Wait.
You stupid fucker. We know what you said.
That's not what the cat says. You don't speak for the cat.
I was just reading into the subtext of what people...
Oh, also, Greg has the ability to read the cat's emotions. Greg does, okay. Not Lank.
Our group is so tight.
Okay. that makes perfect sense.
All right, Rafina's getting out her vial. As she's preparing her instrument, what is Will doing anything too? And we'll go around the horn.
He looks toward the shrouded thing. Grimaces and looks toward the two-headed thing, grimaces again, and walks over to the door.
Looks towards Batwag, grimaces again.
Yeah! Grimaces the most that time.
Looks over at Grimace.
Eats a cheeseburger.
Smiles bigly.
Oh my god.
So you're gonna check out the door?
Yeah, I'm going to walk over to the door, but I'm kind of watching what other people are doing. I don't want to, you know.
So, Lank, what are you doing?
Is this space is larger than the basement, it sounded like?
This space is as large as the two rooms below. They're all 50 by 50. Basically, they're all part of this same sort of tower, this part of the abbey. There's no subdivisions between any of them, in any of them.
Okay, I think I'm going to start then with just looking around to see if there's anything interesting before I try the wand.
I will mention that three of the walls have windows. Every wall, save the one that has the door in it.
The door that we came in? Or the we came up the stairs?
Came up the stairs. There is a door in the south wall, which is oriented in the same place that the door below is. Like, towards the courtyard. Otherwise, I pretty much described everything of note in this room.
I guess, okay, probably then we need to figure out about this cloaked figure, or shrouded figure.
All right.
So I'm going to go up to the shrouded figure.
All right. Batwack has since approached it. Again, like I said, it looks vaguely humanoid below. What would you like to do, Batwack?
Excuse me?
Are you still playing or what?
Rafina what? Says.
Oh, wait, I don't know who said that.
He said that in character.
I totally did. You were looking at the shrouded figure. What are you going to do?
He says, excuse me. That was in character for him as well.
And you're being in character by not replying is basically what you're doing. You're a pain in the ass. You know, you're making it all confusing for everybody. No response, Bathwack. I'll interpret Eric's douchebaggery.
Can I see a face?
It's completely covered in this sort of thick shroud.
Huh. I will rudely but cautiously lift the shroud.
All right.
Why not?
Rudely but cautiously. That's like a
crazy You like yank it off as you run away.
Pardon the intrusion.
Or you do lift it very delicately and you ask really nicely, but you fart the whole time. our choice.
Yes. A or B. It's yes, it's a multiple choice.
It can be some combination of the two. Run away farting. And you don't lift the shroud.
I was going to say he did eat that turnip and rabbit stew. Maybe the meat disagreed
yeah.
with him.
No, what, now you know why Bathwack is a vegetarian.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.